Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Insensitive is the New Strong, The Power of Empaths in an Increasingly Harsh World. Anita Morjani addresses the unique position of empaths in today's society. Drawing from her personal experiences, including her remarkable near-death experience, NDE, and subsequent healing from cancer, Morjani delves into the qualities that define empaths and how these individuals can navigate a world that often seems overwhelming due to their heightened sensibilities. The book serves as a guide for empaths, offering strategies for protecting their energy, harnessing their gifts, and living a fulfilled life. Morjani's compassionate voice and deep understanding of sensitivity as a strength make this book a must-read for anyone feeling out of place in a seemingly insensitive world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding empathy, as Anita Morjani describes, is not just about feeling what others feel. It's a deep, intrinsic ability to perceive and absorb the emotions and energy of the people around us. This chapter explores the multifaceted nature of empathy, distinguishing between cognitive empathy, understanding someone else's perspective, and emotional empathy, physically feeling the emotions of others. Morjani emphasizes the importance of recognizing this trait as a gift rather than a curse. She explains how empaths can navigate their heightened sensibilities to avoid emotional overwhelm and use their empathetic abilities to foster deeper connections and promote healing, both in themselves and others. Secondly, the challenges of being an empath. Morjani candidly discusses the inherent challenges that empaths face in an increasingly harsh and insensitive world. This includes feeling constantly bombarded by the emotions and energies of others, difficulty in setting personal boundaries, and often experiencing overwhelming anxiety or emotional drainage. The struggle to maintain one's own well-being while being attuned to the emotions of others can lead to periods of isolation as a way to recover energy. Morjani offers deep insights into how empaths can protect their energy and create healthy boundaries, empowering readers to find balance and peace amidst the chaos of everyday life. Thirdly, harnessing the power of empathy. This significant part of the book discusses how empaths can transform their sensitivity from a state of vulnerability to a powerful tool for healing and positive change. Morjani shares techniques and practices such as meditation, grounding exercises, and the importance of self-care routines that can help empaths harness their empathic abilities. By embracing their true nature, empaths can tap into their innate healing powers, not just for personal growth, but also to bring about healing in others. The author emphasizes the potential of empathy to create ripples of compassion and understanding in a world that sorely needs it. Fourthly, the spiritual perspective of empathy. Morjani delves deep into the spiritual aspect of being an empath, linking it to our spiritual journey and the evolution of consciousness. She explores how empathy can be a path to spiritual awakening, and how understanding our interconnectedness can elevate our sense of purpose and belonging. The author shares her insights on how empaths can protect their spiritual energy and develop practices that connect them more deeply to their intuition and the universe. Through personal anecdotes and practical advice, Morjani illustrates how embracing one's empathic nature can be a transformative spiritual practice. Lastly, creating a supportive community. One of the key messages in Sensitive is the New Strong is the importance of building and participating in communities that uplift and support empaths. Morjani highlights how finding your tribe can significantly impact an empath's ability to thrive. She provides guidance on seeking out like-minded individuals and creating spaces that are safe, nurturing, and understanding of an empath's needs. By fostering these supportive networks, empaths can share their experiences, learn from each other, and feel less isolated in their journeys. Morjani's vision of community encourages a collective embrace of empathy as a unifying and strengthening force. In conclusion, Anita Morjani's Sensitive is the New Strong, The Power of Empaths in an Increasingly Harsh World, is a beacon of hope and guidance for empaths and anyone who identifies with having a deeply sensitive nature. The book not only validates the experiences of empaths, but also empowers them to see their sensitivity as a strength. Through understanding empathy, facing challenges head-on, harnessing their unique gifts, diving into a spiritual journey, and creating supportive communities, empaths can navigate the complexities of the world with resilience and grace. This book is highly recommended for those who feel overwhelmed by their sensitivities, or anyone looking to foster a deeper understanding and acceptance of empaths. Morjani's insights offer valuable lessons on the power of empathy to transform lives and the world at large, making it an essential read for creating a more compassionate, empathetic society. If you would like to support Anita Morjani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.